Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
London game coming up. We got to get those lineups set. Let's do it on Fantasy Football Today in 5. I'm Adam Azer. Heath Cummings is 6, so Dave Richard is pinch hitting, or whatever they call it in football, getting in there for a snap. Dave, let's go through all the big news on this Sunday morning. Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf are going to play. Hey, how about that? What do you think? Where are you ranking them?
You know something? I'm excited about both of them playing. They are both going to be number 2 fantasy receivers. I am a little bit nervous about DK Metcalf and how effective he'll be, given that he barely practiced this week. But I'll run him out there. You know what the upside is.
Would you start Tyler Boyd over them?
I do currently have Lockett over Boyd. In PPR, I think I'm going to end up keeping Boyd over DK Metcalf.
Ezekiel Elliott.
I think Metcalf is going to slide in ahead of Thielen, ahead of McLaurin, and ahead of DJ Moore.
Okay. Ahead of Brandon Cooks?
Yes.
Well, you know, Nico Collins is out. I think that's a big deal. But
all wait, right. What team is Brandon Cooks playing for?
I don't know. As of now, the Texans.
All right, yeah, DK.
And you know what? On that topic, Kareem Hunt, Brandon Cooks, these are players that are being, you know, that are in trade rumors. Do you hesitate to start them in a James Robinson type of situation, especially Cooks, obviously?
This can go two ways. The teams could say, and it's not just those two guys. There's also like Chase Claypool's in the mix. There's a report that Alvin Kamara is on the block. So there are some interesting names that are out there for trades. Teams can either showcase them like the Panthers did and let them play a lot and in hopes of enticing someone to make a move for them, or they limit their workload, which we've seen from Kareem Hunt touch-wise over the last couple of games. Hunt's played a lot of snaps, right. But he hasn't. So that can work two ways. My guess is that when it comes to a receiver like Brandon Cooks, the Texans are going to want to show him off. Same thing with Claypool in Pittsburgh.
All right, so Zeke is doubtful. Tony Pollard is a must-start. He's ranked ahead of Christian McCaffrey.
I do not.
Chuba Hubbard is out. James Conner is out. Who do you like better, Deontay Foreman or Eno Benjamin?
Foreman.
And where are they ranked?
Foreman is going to be ranked as a top 20-ish running back. I could see him. He's right now, I'm looking at the rankings, he's going to end up being ahead of Devin Singletary, David Montgomery, Eno. He's going to make the cut as a top 20 running back.
Yeah, but you wouldn't take Eno over Singletary and Montgomery?
No, I'm not ready to do that, but it does hinge a little bit on whether or not Daryl Williams is active. If Daryl Williams ends up playing, then Eno's going to stay where he is. If Daryl Williams is out and it looks like Eno Benjamin's going to have all that work to himself, all that work, use an asterisk, it's going to be more like 70% of the work,
yeah,
then I think that that'll be the case to move him back up. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think you're going to see Eno share a little bit more this week.
Okay. Deebo Samuel is out this week. Brandon Ayuk or DK Metcalf?
Ayuk. Ayuk is a solid number 2 fantasy receiver. I love the matchup for him against the Rams. Rams are great against the run, but they're not so good against the pass. And with Deebo not there, that's going to mean potentially another double-digit target game for Brandon Ayuk.
Malik Willis is going to start for the Titans. Ryan Tannehill is out. Does this change anything for Derrick Henry?
No. In fact, it might make Derrick Henry better, because if they use zone read in their offense, it's going to be tough for defenses to completely not focus on Malik Willis, who is still a work in progress as a passer, but a very good runner. He's very mature when it comes to knowing when to run, running zone read. I would expect him to be a top 18 quarterback this week with a chance to be a top 12, an excellent bye week replacement. I am starting him ahead of Matthew Stafford and Aaron Rodgers. You can believe that.
Wow. All right. Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to play this week, and I know you like Jared Goff more than you did earlier.
I do. He's moved into my top 12. Earlier this week, I had him behind Garoppolo, Geno, Justin Fields, Daniel Jones. Jones has moved up too, but not in the top 12. Goff has. He's got all of those pass catchers back, and it just makes too much sense for the Lions to use quick passing against the Dolphins. And if they do that, I think Goff will have a ton of volume, and I think he'll have good numbers.
Logan Thomas is expected to play. Any interest in the Commanders tight end at the Colts?
A terrific bye week replacement tight end with a chance to be more than a streamer from week to week. He will be a top 14 tight end for me this week.
All right, and what's the deal with Devontae Adams? Oh, no, not with, well, he's playing. So starting
him. He's playing
with Darren Waller.
You're starting him.
With Darren Waller is what I meant to say.
I think he's going to play, and I think he's going to end up being a decent factor for the Raiders against New Orleans. You've got to like the matchup and the opportunity.
All right. You're going to start him if he plays?
Yes.
Then that's not a good matchup, though. They're number two against tight ends right now.
Is it against tight ends that are more blockers than movers? Have they shut down anybody? You can let me know. Have they shut down anybody who's been a receiving tight end like Waller?
Give me a minute. Yes. Okay. Yes. Zach Ertz last week. Kyle
that
Pitts.
Count,
why?
Go ahead.
Kyle Pitts in week one. Irv Smith, Noah Fant, Hayden Hurst, Zach Ertz. So, no, not really. But Zach Ertz absolutely counts. I mean, that was by far Ertz's worst
game. He counts, but he also had a 14% target share in his first game.
Maybe he was covered well by a team that covers tight ends well.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay. So I'll ask you a question, Adam, because you've been asking all the questions so far.
Yeah.
Darren Waller or Zach Ertz this week?
I'm going to go with Zach Ertz. I'm a little nervous about Waller. I don't know how healthy he is. He hasn't been that great when he's played. I'd go with Ertz.
But, okay. I've got Waller spot higher.
Oh, all right. Well, it's close then. All right. Thanks, everybody. I'm sorry. No time for questions today because we got a late start and we got to get this out before the London game. Thanks for watching and listening. Thanks to Dave for pinch hitting, subbing in, line change, whatever they call it. We'll talk to you later. It's hockey, right? We'll talk to you later on Fantasy Football Today in 5.
Go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.